Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The Pitch Your Business competition brings value to entrepreneurs all over South Africa and Africa through vital online business training. With marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand up for grabs, the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Oh, it is 30 minutes just after 2 on 657 AM. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. That was Halal Africa featuring Tokozo Mbambo. Power belongs to you. And before your celebration, you reign. I'm excited. I'm talking to a beautiful queen at this time and moment. We say that Pitch Your Business Competition is a remarkable initiative designed to empower and equip South African and African entrepreneurs through high value training and education. This year, over 340 entrepreneurs are vying for the top spot, showcasing their innovative ideas and business acumen. And now here with us to give us the experience of the competition thus far is Mahlatsi Ramoshaba. Hi Mahlatsi, how are you? Mahlatsi? Oh my. What happened to Mahlatsi? What happened? Mahlatsi, are you there? All right. Let me do this and try to reconnect with Mahlatsi. I don't know what just transpired there because I was just talking to her just now. Let's see if we can do this and talk to Mahlatsi.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
I managed to get hold of her again. Hi, Mahlatsi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. So to get started, Mahlatsi, could you tell us or tell me a bit about yourself and your background?
All right. So my name is Mahlatsi. Just as you mentioned, thank you for having me today. So what the background that I have was with accounting, and as a result, I realized that the opportunities are slim in the accounting industry. Hence, later diverted to IT, which is information technology, and I realized that there are a lot more opportunities when it comes to that. But when I deviated into it, in the area that I stay in, I realized that there's a lack of this kind of skill, which is a skill that is needed because now everything is evolving into IT. We talk about your AI, we talk about your robotics and everything. Mm. And that's when I came up with an idea to say that I think this is a knowledge and a skill that people in my community, especially in disadvantaged townships and rural, need to acquire, because a lot of people will need to come to me to say, please help me with this, please help me with that, if it is in relation to anything that is digital.
So all right.
We wanted to provide the skill whereby we teach a curriculum software that includes things that you would have to do in a preschool. If, for an example, if you're in a private school, they offer this kind of thing. And if you don't get the advantage of being in a private school, then we started from a young age that scholars can go to their normal public schools for the usual curriculum, but then after school, then come to us for us to provide this to them.
Mm. So you recently engaged in an online training that tackled the idea to concept development phase, right? What were some of the most valuable takeaways or insights you gained from the training?
So what we gained from the training was to say, in order to ensure that we give this kind of skill, we need to make sure that there is a need for it. Not only ensuring that there's a need for it, but to also identify the kind of problems that have led to this kind of problem that we currently have of unemployment in the country and such things. Mm. That it's not only about you coming up with a good strategic entrepreneurship idea that is going to hit or blow the street, but it would have to be solutions to the current problems that we have in our community.
So how convenient did you find the format of accessing the training video online, and what benefit did you find in not having to attend an in-person session at a specific time?
The fact that there is a lot of things that happen in our lives, and sometimes maybe when you're on your way to training or something, you would have to be stopped by probably traffic or riots and such things. So the fact that it was online was very beneficial, because you'd have to do it at a comfort of wherever that you are at that present moment, and you just need to be connected online. And the good thing about online is that you don't necessarily have to spend much on transport or be going looking for somebody that is going to look after your child or nanny or anything. You just have to do it at the comfort of wherever that you are and be able to multitask properly.
So overall, do you feel the PTO business competition is adding value to your entrepreneurial journey? If so, how? I mean, like, you're in the IT space. Hey, yeah, that is interesting.
Yes. Okay. Pardon, can you please repeat your question again? I just heard the last part of it.
You heard that I'm excited about that you're on in IT. Yeah, that is also awesome. But now I want to know that in overall, do you feel the PTO business competition is adding... Oh, my. I don't know what's wrong with Mahlatsi's phone. I think she needs to do something with her IT skills right there with her phone. Let's reconnect again.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
657 AM. Streams of blessings.
Mahlatsi has gone missing, but I'm going to blame it on load reduction, because, you know, with load reduction, everything is affected. I'll keep trying to get hold of her, but I gave you the sounds of Corey Asbury Kenyans, and the time now is exactly 20 minutes just before 3. Do remember 3, Germany, anyone else will say hello to you on something else, and afterwards Lukom Kwedi Puti will be with you on Spectrum from 4 to 6 ear. Now I see Tulani Ndlovu. Hi, Tulani. How are you? And he says, hi, Sibongile. I just tuned in. And to Heart to Heart, thank you for the awesome song of Andileka Machola from Tulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo. I also hope that you were dancing, Tulani, earlier on as we were listening to Halal Africa featuring Ndogo Zombambo and Joy Celebration. I hope you were dancing. Thank you that you always choose us. Thank you for the love that you have for Radio Pulpit. We love you back. And may God, like, really, really bless you. And I hope that we are always a blessing in your life. Thank you for tuning in. All right. I'm going to give you the sounds of Holy Life Family, Praise Him. And that this will be my last attempt. But I promise the family that if we cannot get hold of Mahlatsi today, we'll make sure that we get hold of her and she can excitedly tell us more about her Peach Yo business experience and also her business as well.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.